This sounds terrific, Dr. Fenny. Is it hard to learn open focus? Do I need special skills or a lot of time in order to learn it?
Well, I haven't found it being difficult to learn. As a matter of fact, everyone that comes to our clinic learns it rather easily. Anyone who sticks with the process can learn it. In fact, I feel it's natural, and it's just going back to a natural flexibility that all animals, for example, have. In the case of animals, it's more built into the system that they go back and forth between emergency mode and hangout mode, homeostatic mode. With people, because we've been acculturated to stay focused and stay on target, you know, holding on to our objectives and so on, we just need a period of practice at home. I recommend 2 to 3 times a day while you're going through the tapes, and thereafter, as needed. So it wouldn't take long at all to achieve many of the benefits. To get really good at it might be something that's ever deepenable. You know, you can get better and better as you grow older, and you find yourself more at the heart of your own experience and more appropriate in the way you pay attention in different situations. It's a learning experience. All learning requires learning how to pay attention to what, in what order. That's what learning is. And having an option as to how to pay attention is a very valuable asset.
You've talked a lot so far about relieving physical symptoms. I have the tendency of bottling up my emotions. I would like to handle it differently, and was wondering if open focus can help me do that.
Imagine that when you're narrow focused, you're constantly trying to put all your attention on what presently is in your awareness. And as you direct your awareness to different things, you're ignoring or excluding everything else. That act alone causes you to prevent emotions from also being present. Opening your awareness would mean including not only all your senses, distant senses like hearing and seeing and so on, but also internal senses, which include feeling, you know, all your feelings, your emotions. So by virtue of the fact that you expand your peripheral awareness, you're allowing your emotions to become part of your everyday life and part of your experience. Whereas narrow focus causes you to just notice the visual aspects of something or other aspects of an external or internal environment, but rather limited in scope, excluding one's feelings and emotions. So you might end up being a person who, quote, unquote, bottles up their emotions without even having any real need to do that, just because of your over-indulgence in narrow focusing your attention. Now, if you're interested in reversing this process, just expanding your attention alone will take care of that. And as these emotions become unbottled and arise into awareness, they arise into an awareness of a much larger field of experience, and therefore these emotions are not so scary because they're a small part of a larger experience. And therefore, you're allowing a kind of catharsis to occur without any specific effort to rummage around and bring up things. They just naturally float to the surface and are easily integrated in an open focus awareness.
I would like to ask you a few more questions on how open focus can help with emotional difficulties. For people who have experienced some sort of emotional abusive situation while growing up, or some traumatic experience, can open focus help with very serious situations like that? And can it be combined with psychotherapy?
It seems to me any successful therapy has to bring one back into a way of functioning that is more optimal. And to optimize function means to be more flexible. So you could function in a number of different ways. You have more breadth and depth to your performance. Any successful therapy would have to include increasing attentional flexibility. And any therapy that just concentrated on information or content or specific occurrences without supporting a change in the way a person approached those situations, the way he saw them, the way he felt about them, the way he attended to them fundamentally, would be a therapy that I would question the value of. So, I am interested in aligning this process of increasing attentional flexibility with any therapy. So psychotherapy, which is more more close to a kind of talk therapy for most people as it's practiced today, and behavior therapy, and various forms of analysis, to the degree that they incorporate principles of attention training, is the degree that they make themselves more effective. For example, if one was very narrow focused and a therapist could help that person focus in on a very unpleasant event that might have occurred in his or her childhood, at that point, this flood of experience will be coming up into awareness when a person is very narrow focused, so that he would tend to overreact to this catharsis, this welling up of experience, and could become even more sensitized to that material and more interested in avoiding it and driving it out of his awareness instead of easily taking it into a much broader awareness and allowing it to be integrated and diffused. So just digging for unpleasant events in childhood alone is not good psychotherapy. It's preparing the person with an orientation to expanding awareness and bringing that unpleasant, traumatic emotional experience into this larger field of awareness where it can be integrated. That makes for good therapy.
A question I have is, as I get older, my sense of well-being, or the sense of well-being I had when I was younger, seems to be diminished somewhat. And it's not that anything is wrong, but I feel that I tend to wear out more easily, and the joy of everyday life sometimes seems to be absent. Can Open Focus speak to that?
It is my observation that by virtue of staying in narrow focus for prolonged periods, we put a lot of energy into the effort to remain in this way of emergency attending. We're constantly churning our body to maintain this emergency mode of attending. And as a result, we burn out. Instead of, like the animals, spending some time in emergency mode and then returning to a more integrated mode of experiencing, letting everything normalize, I call it a zero bias state where healing occurs and balancing occurs, and then returning to one or more levels of emergency mode functioning. So as you allow your body to dip back into homeostasis and be flexible again and come back into various degrees of emergency mode functioning, you will regain that energy, that sense of zest. The colors will seem more vivid and brighter. And in fact, your whole mind will experience a brightening effect.
Dr. Femi, have you noticed any changes in your own life as a result of practicing Open Focus?
Many, many, many changes. Even the early changes that I had mentioned earlier on this tape have progressed and improved. I would say easily that I'm healthier, I'm happier, I'm more in touch with my own experience. I easily move from narrow focus to more diffuse awareness, and from objectivity to intuitness in ways I've never been able to before. And I look forward to further improvement and gains in attentional flexibility.
Thanks for answering our questions, Dr. Fleming. I certainly appreciate the time you spent with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for being interested in what I have experienced and continue to experience as a most meaningful function of my life, which is the attentional function, attentional learning, attentional flexibility, and letting go of attentional rigidity in all its various forms. Thank you for coming and listening.